Right, so I'm here with manager Michael Clegg after the 1-1 draw away at Trafford. It was a tough game in my opinion. How did you find it, Cleggy?
Just contrasting halves. I thought we probably edged the first half on, you know, on where the possession were based in the game. They come into it 35 minutes, and then to be fair, I thought they played really well second half. They're a good side with some great footballers, and you know, we're delighted with a point here. Not gonna get carried away with anything, but to come away from Trafford with the squad they've assembled with a point after missing a penalty, we've got to be pleased, haven't we?
No, I think we agree. We think it's a really good point. People seem to forget that 2-3 years ago Trafford were maybe three divisions above us, and you can maybe say that, well, we're level on par with them now, but to take that point today, we think is a good point. Do you think we ever look like winning the game though?
I think once we kind of got the goal back, I think the brakes went on again, and you know, we appreciate that. It's good to come here and get a point. And for 3 years playing in the counties with one going up and things like that, every game you've got to win. So it's refreshing this year to come places with a game plan and settling for a point. We would never settle for a point before a game, obviously. And at half time we said, come on, we've got to go for the throat here. They're a team low on confidence. They've not grabbed a win yet. I don't know how, to be fair, with the team they've got and the way they play football. They're a great side on the eye. But no, we're happy, we're delighted with the point. And I think I think it'd probably been harsh if we didn't get anything, but then the gaffer will look at it, they've missed a penalty, should be 2-0 up, we should be dead and buried. But what at any level that you play against us, we always seem to stay in games. The changing room's just unbelievable, you know. We've put Jordan Cover on. Well, we've not dropped Jordan. He's had a busy weekend away from football with his music and stuff. So today we've given him a rest. We've put him on and then we took him off. And he's the first in congratulating lads. There's no bitterness, you know. We're throwing a 17-year-old on to man Mark, a really top player, for the last 5 minutes because he was getting into it. It's been a good day for Everton Colliery's Football Club, and we keep giving them good days.
So away from the game then, would obviously a lot of our fans, they're not used to maybe Evo stick football, and it's like you said, in the counties you need to win every game. Would you just say the same message to the fans, just stick with us, we don't need to win every game?
Yeah, you know, listen, we've been been so successful the last 3 years, so for us now to probably say go on a run of two or three games without winning, if it comes to that, they'll find it hard because they're used to seeing attacking football, goals flying in, winning 10 games on bounce and stuff. It just doesn't happen at this level of football, you know.
And it doesn't need to happen?
No, it doesn't need to happen. You know, you look at Cone last year, who sneaked into the players. I think they lost 11 games at home, something like that. So, you know, you've got to be, I think we've got to be mature as footballers. We're definitely looking at ways, new styles of playing away from home, from the coaching staff. And the fans will just need to stay patient. There's a lot of talented players in this league, and you're never going to really 5-6-0 people in this league. And I think we've had an absolute solid start. We're 4 unbeaten. We're newly promoted. We've been away to Colne, away to Trafford, two of the big boys. We've got 4 points.
And we've conceded one.
And we've conceded one goal. We're doing really, really well, but we won't get carried away.
So the next game, we're playing Ossett Town at home. Do you approach that the same way you've approached many games, or...?
Every game's the same. We said we look at our home record and we want that to be the foundation, and we'll be taking games to teams. We've not come here to make up the numbers. We don't think we're going to win the league this year. I'd be lying if I did say that, but we feel this year we can have a look, we can play, we can do what we do, we can have a look at other teams and just play everyone with no fear and let the lads enjoy it. And I'm certainly enjoying myself this season. I know the lads are, and there's a real buzz in the changing rooms at the minute.
It's just a case of trying to get that through the club again and just reassuring people in it. So.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, there's some top players on this, and the people who come watching, if they're football people, they'll understand that surely. You know, Trafford are a damn good side. Everton Colliery do not, should never expect to come here and be rolling a team of this calibre over, but we do believe in time we can become one of the big boys in this league, but that just won't happen overnight.
All right, brilliant. Thanks a lot.